You must be in the no man's land. You're starting to get pretty shaky. So, anywho, didn't quite catch that. And Donald, I wouldn't count anything that old. Bluetooth, you know, like you said, those were the earlier days, and they were all working things out. I remember I had an iPhone that drove me up the wall because you couldn't be talking on the phone and use it to pay with the Starbucks app. You know, I know it's a minor thing, but it's like, it's also a minor thing, you know, and those are the things that most annoy you. There were other things about the whole iPhone experience I could go on about that I didn't care for. There's much that I liked about it, and I've got an iPhone right now, and, you know, there's some, you know, it's okay, but there's a lot not to like for an Android user. But that was one. And again, those were early days, and I heard that was more carrier-related than it was the provider. But, you know, none of the phones from Verizon did that. I could be talking on the phone. I could bring up the app, and I could pay at the window, and then never lose my call, you know. I remember I used to talk to somebody on the way into work on the phone in the mornings, and I'd have to hang up, pay for my coffee, and then call them back. I'm like, Jesus. But I don't count things from, you know, that was quite a while ago, and they've got most all that stuff all worked out by now. So, yeah, Bluetooth was flaky for everybody, but the last 5 years, there's no excuse for, you know, improperly implemented Bluetooth. I just don't understand why they can't get that right. You know, those are certain fundamentals, right? No, but I liked Motorola's. I really did. I liked the Motorola Razors and all that when I was with Verizon. And I don't know if I had any LGs or not. I don't know. I mean, hell, I liked a lot of my phones. I liked the Blackberries, the Kyoceras, the Nokias. Remember the little candy bar Nokias? I really liked that little guy, the little tiny one. It was like four digits, 8290 or something, 8270. I forget what the number was. That was cool back in the pre-smartphone days. One of my favorite phones of all time was a BlackBerry that didn't have a keyboard. Forget what model it was. That thing was cool as hell. I jailbroke it, and I was sideloading all my own stuff on it. So I'm pretty flexible. The HTC One, that was a Sprint phone. One of the first 4G, the first 4G phone. Hold on. I love that phone. That was a great phone, HTC's. But, yeah, so I'm not picky, but I do like my Samsungs. I really do. And the only phone that I wouldn't buy again would be a Pixel. So, and a lot of people love them. So, I'm, you know, my experience just must be, well, I know it's not unique because I've verified it with a lot of other people, but it just must not be important to people, the things that I found to be drive me up the wall. So,